must be an on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password.
Yeah, it's time for a cup of Tech Gumbo. Yes, it's time to welcome in Haggai Davis. What's happening, dude?
I'm just so excited. Gonna have a great weekend. The St. Jude Parish Fair is this weekend.
How do y'all pull that off? Y'all have, I mean, your campus is this tiny little corner, and it's like a whole city within a corner. I don't know how y'all do that.
It's kind of like Tetris.
Very, very much, yes.
We are very, very efficient with our space.
I know. It's glorious, though, because the way Highland Road is up above.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're driving on Highland Road, you're still eye level with the Ferris wheel. It's a cool vibe.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. So St. Jude Fair this weekend. Hey, recap last weekend. How was the march?
Oh, man, that is just so much fun. That wearing of the green is just my favorite day of the year. I mean,
oh, yeah, by the way, when I say march, I mean marching in the parade, not like he wasn't protesting or anything.
Correct.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah. The whole, you know, got to meet Christy and James.
Maybe Christy had a few of the kids out there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, you know, coming down the Perkins Road overpass and thousands of people just screaming. It's just amazing.
It's an overwhelming scene. It's way too big for Baton Rouge. Like that particular stretch.
Yes. Oh, it's
the rest of it is perfect neighborhood Baton Rouge type.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's such a good parade.
Great time.
We've got a lot to talk about today. We'll get to Google Glass in a little bit. And a few other topics, but I've got to start with yesterday's hearings.
Oh, God.
What an absolute farce. Look, I work in a communication business. I believe in government transparency. I believe the more information out there, the better. And with all that, I will say congressional hearings need to be sealed at this point.
This is my favorite quote. Representative Dan Crenshaw, when he was grandstanding in front of the CEO of TikTok, Mr. Chu, he said, and this is Dan Crenshaw of Texas, "I want to say this to all the teenagers out there and TikTok influencers who think we're just old and out of touch," and he should have just stopped at that point because he was right.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, we're not trying to take away your favorite app. We just want to protect you and your data. And
that's probably the most reasonable thing said all day long.
Except they're not looking at Google. They're not looking at Facebook. They're not looking at Twitter. They're not looking at Snapchat. I mean, again, China bad, California good.
Right.
Same. These companies.
Wait. Go one step further. China bad, California selling to China good.
It's
the exact same thing. We just have to have the California middleman.
Right. And so you've got this data. These algorithms that TikTok has, and they are the best algorithms out there as far as social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
What they are doing is just so good, and I don't have TikTok. I've never wanted a TikTok. It scares the crap out of me. No.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
We have cookies.
I'm just not
going to
fall down that time suck and just never get out of the hole.
And this is the thing. This is a weird spot because every time like a municipality or a business or anything wants to ban TikTok on, like if you go to a company phone, you got to get rid of TikTok, or we'll ban TikTok on the company phones. I'm fine with that. Not from a China perspective.
Yes.
From a time suck perspective.
100% agree.
I mean, there are days where I won't look at TikTok, and there are days where, and I'll admit it, I will hand in the air. And if you're not putting your hand in the air and you have TikTok, you're a liar. There are days where you will spend 2 to 3 hours of your day.
To
3 minutes at a time.
I know my personality in that if I had TikTok, I would fall down that and never get out of that hole.
I watched half of The Wolf of Wall Street in 1 minute increments. I should probably go back and watch the actual movie. But it's like video clips. It's just so much there.
So this poor guy, this CEO, he stands there for, or sits there for 5 hours while every one of these Congress people, these representatives, are just sitting there getting their soundbite for reelection that, hey, you know, I'm beating up on that TikTok group, you know, and look, this was a rare thing that TikTok has unified the Republicans and the Democrats because they both equally hate TikTok.
Right.
They're both running
on the Hill equally hate TikTok. Meanwhile, the rest of us equally hate the Hill.
Exactly. And so
it's TikTok has managed to turn America against America.
It's just unbelievable that
I'm watching some of it yesterday, and I wish I could remember the verbiage of the question, and I wish I could remember which representative it was. But I'm just going to go ahead, and you play Mr. Chu, okay? I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to make up a question, but we're going to reenact kind of how it played out.
All right.
Mr. Chu, why did TikTok hire people to follow my children down the street and chase them with a stick? No, you shut up when I ask you a question. You did this. Just say you did it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say yes. Say yes. Do it. You did this.
Well, it may not have been the way it happened.
No, it happened. Just say yes. The number of times, and there were multiple congresspersons just say yes. The number of times he was reminded that perjury is can be under the penalty of law. You don't perjure yourself in front of Congress. They kept reminding him that they kept telling him how to answer the questions they were asking. And then on top of that, they weren't giving him room to answer.
No, they weren't. And the fact that they kept citing all of these articles where China is spying on the U.S. through TikTok. And so this poor guy is sitting up there saying, TikTok is owned by ByteDance and ByteDance is owned by, 60%. As foreign investors, the Chinese government does not own us. And every time he kept saying something like that, the next representative up would just repeat the same things and tell him he was wrong. And okay, I get it. You're campaigning. I'm not, not sitting in, and don't, when I say China bad, California good, I'm not trying to say anything nice about China. It's just that's the difference.
It's the only difference.
Yeah. TikTok is a Chinese-owned company.
Right.
Which,
by the way, that was another one they were asking him about. They said, why do you meet with the communist prime minister of China on a regular basis? He's like, I don't meet. He's like, you do. He's like, no, I don't. And it was like they were trying to gaslight him in real time on C-SPAN. The whole thing left me infuriated. And look, we've seen how many times throughout American history have we seen Congress or the Senate waste America's time with hearings like this. Mark McGuire and Rafael Palmeiro have been in front of Congress to talk about steroids in baseball.
This
was worse than that.
The one thing that Mr. Chu said, the millions of people who use TikTok, the influencers who make money, who make their living. If you ban TikTok, you're going to put these people out of jobs. All these companies that do advertising and have revenue generated because of TikTok, because it's wildly popular.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real. And so you take that away and you're hurting businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You're also stifling speech, one avenue of speech. I want to be very clear about that. You're stifling one avenue of speech for 150 million Americans. Now, 150 million Americans do not use that avenue of speech as an avenue of any import. They use that avenue of speech as an escape mechanism to get away from all the other bull that we put up with because of the same body that Mr. Chu was in front of. Cup of Tech Gumbo rolling right along. Haggai Davis in here with us, as he is every week. All right, we got to close the book on the TikTok for two reasons. Number one, we could probably talk about it until the women's basketball game is over with, and they don't tip till 4 this afternoon on 100.7 The Tiger. Cross-promote.
I like it. Our right? sister station.
That's right.
Company guy.
That's where I'm at. Team player, baby. We could. The thing, though, is I would turn red and then purple. I get visibly angry about this, so we got to move on. Also, there's a million other really good things to talk about in the tech world right now, and when I say good, I mean important. Not necessarily good. Apple's letting us know that if you don't feel like Apple screwing you yet, they're about to turn it up a notch.
So when iPhone 15 comes out, they're actually going to get rid of the Lightning port that's been on the iPhones for the last four or five versions, or however many versions.
Which they changed to, just to make it simple across the board. They said, this is the way it's going to be now.
Well, now they're going to the USB-C, which is the standard port on the Android phones, on most computers nowadays. And that's good. It's USB-C allows for up to 20 gigabits of throughput. And Apple has made it be known. They have not made this official yet, but if you don't buy the Apple-made or Apple-approved USB-C cables, you're only going to get 450 megabits of throughput, not the 20 gigabits of throughput. So you have to buy the Apple products, or Apple's going to make things really, really slow. That's just Apple being Apple.
Yeah. Look, as an Apple user, I'm used to it. I tell you what, if Congress could take 15 minutes out of berating TikTok to move over and tell all cell phone companies, if you want to sell cell phones in America, you got to have one uniform plug. Other, if you don't, forget it. Don't sell them here.
That's the whole reason why the iPhone is going to the USB-C, is that's because the European Union, the EU, came out and said, you have to do this way. You can't have that different port in cell phones on the European continent anymore. So Apple is moving because the EU is doing it, not because they want to do it. They're kicking, dragging, and screaming.
So we will be in line then with everything else.
Yes. And
you know what? I'll take it. That's actually an improvement for me. As an Apple user, that's an improvement for me.
I mean, I have an iPhone. I hate the damn thing, but I have an iPhone. And it's you know, it's good. Great. We're all going to have the same USB-C ports going forward when you go out and buy your iPhone 15.
Yeah. Well, it's like when they switched to the Lightning plug, that ruined me forever. Because it... Oh, we're doing this to make it more uniform across the board. No, you're not. You're doing this to make a change. It's
you're doing it to make money because you can go sell the Lightning port cable.
The same reason that Major League Baseball has throwback jerseys. It's not to honor the past. It's to sell more jerseys. Oh, and by the way, there's no headphone adapter now. Oh, but we have a dongle. I got your dongle. Don't give me you plug the dongle into the Lightning into the headphone. And I know wireless headphones make it all obsolete anyway. It just... It's constantly being pitched something that's not what I'm actually being pitched.
Right.
And don't Ascension Parish water system on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's a good line.
Thank you.
I was about to turn your mic off.
That's, what?
All right. It's low hanging fruit, man.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And you could even call it the Donaldsonville water, because it wasn't Donaldsonville.
You're right.
It was on the other side of the river.
Yeah. That's the differentiating factor.
It's that West Bank water.
And you know somebody in Prairieville is standing and applauding you right now. They're like, get him, that guy! Get him! Google Glass sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very, very seldom that Google brings something back a second time that they've killed.
I know, it's fun.
But they did.
I know.
They tried to bring Google Glass back, and it was $1,500. They couldn't get it below $1,500, and all it was doing was just taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like having the spy camera on your glasses, because it was not giving you any kind of heads-up display. They couldn't get it to work, and so they just dumped the whole idea a second time.
Yes, I love it. I'm waiting for round three. Round three is going to be just like the Jaws franchise. Round three is going to be the winner, baby.
That's, you know.
$999 they got it down to this time, and they were taking a hit on that, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, they were losing money.
They were like, let's go ahead. This will be a loss leader
until
it's not.
We'll sell it for
good.
We get it down to $1,000, and it is a bad camera at that point.
Yeah.
And as opposed to the camera with the 2 billion megapixels on the phone that does work.
So Google Glass is this just an example of the world telling Google Glass enough, or is this an example of the tech world being told there's only so far you can go?
It's the latter.
Okay.
The technology is just not there yet. Everybody wants these the heads up displays so that you know you're walking around. You don't have to pull your phone out to look up something. You want to be able to see that, and we're just not there yet with technology. People think that there's so much more that you can do with technology because you see it in the movies, and the movies just aren't real. Surprise.
Are you saying Hollywood's lying to us? They've been lying all these years?
Not lying. They're entertaining.
Sure.
There's a big difference between entertainment and reality.
True.
And
very true.
Yes. There's a reason it's called science fiction. They tell you up front it's fiction. And then these yakadoodles get together and say, let's make this happen, whether it can happen or not. And not even matter whether it can happen or not. Like, we go to the Jeff Goldblum line all the time. You spent so much time wondering if you can, you never asked if you should.
Oh, so we're talking about ChatGPT now?
Yes. So Google's keeping it with Google. And we've got less. Oh, we don't have enough time. The new ChatGPT is boring.
Bard is boring. Compared to ChatGPT, which is Microsoft.
The Google, AI chatbot from Google, yeah.
Google Bard.
Yeah.
It's considered boring because all it does is just give you the answer.
B-A-R-D should have been B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah.
He's Haggai Davis, host of Tech Gumbo, full serving Saturday and Sunday at 4. What else on that show this week?
We're going to do a lot of dive into the AI, the ChatGPT, and all of that and why we shouldn't be doing it because it's out of control already.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. It's frightening. I want to go back to just talking about SpaceX and you know, things that are fun to talk about.
Don't say his name out loud because he will appear.